Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest edition of the Red Men TV Bite-Size podcast. It's Tuesday, February 28th, and I'm here to talk about all the news around Liverpool Football Club, both on and off the field. Obviously, the Wolves build-up is well underway. Jürgen had his press conference. We were speaking a little bit about that, speaking a bit about Spy and Cop and their meeting with Liverpool Football Club, and also had a little touch upon the financial results, which were released earlier today as well. So yeah, let's get cracking straight away then. Jürgen had his pre-match press conference ahead of the Wolves game. A little bit of good news in terms of injuries, a little bit of mixed news as well. But let's start off. You know what, let's start off with some bad news first, and then I can get some good news later on. So first news, Joe Gomez ruled out, not going to play again. He obviously missed the game at the weekend due to injury, sustained in the Real Madrid loss. He's still out, so Joe Gomez isn't going to play in this one. But good news indeed is that Ibu Konate is back in training and is available for the game. He's been training for a few days, of course. It was judged that the Crystal Palace game came a little bit too soon, but he's now fit, available and ready for selection for the Wolves game. And personally, if I'm Jürgen Klopp, I'm getting Ibu straight back into the team. Get Ibu in next to Virgil van Dijk. And yeah, let's try and win some football games, eh, lads? Obviously, I mentioned before Gomez is injured, but his form has been up and down, to say the least. Joel Matip, again, very similar, really, up and down, to say the least. Let's get Ibu back in. He hasn't been perfect since the World Cup either, in the games he was playing, obviously, before the injury, but I still think at the moment he would be the best option. So, yeah, really, really good news that, you know, Liverpool's French centre-half is fit, is available, and is ready to go. So that's one in, that's one ruled out, and then as all, like, a bit like Goldilocks and the Three Bears, there's one in the middle as well. So Darwin Núñez isn't ruled out, but he absolutely isn't definitely ruled back in either. Jürgen says he'll have to see. It looked okay yesterday, but we'll have to see how he reacts. He's still dealing with a little bit of pain in his shoulder that he suffered the injury against Newcastle a couple of weeks ago. He still played against Real Madrid. And it looks like, obviously, whatever happened in that Madrid game, maybe he aggravated it or something happened and he wasn't able to feature against Crystal Palace. But he has trained, and we'll have to wait and see. He said, you know, the people will tell me how he reacted to the session. So he's waiting for a bit more information. But fingers crossed, we might have Darwin Núñez back to face Wolves as well. While there, Jürgen also give a little bit of an update on Luis Diaz's recovery from his long-term injury. He said that he watched half an hour of Diaz's rehab session. He was out on the pitch doing individual moves, a bit of shooting, a bit of moving. Jürgen said that everything looked really good, but obviously Diaz isn't training yet. Sorry, isn't in first team training yet, so we're probably still a few little weeks away for that one. He also mentioned about Thiago's hip injury, which could keep him out for a while. He said, we don't have the full squad together on the training pitch. Without Thiago and Lucho, Luis Diaz, there were 26 players out there. When they're all in, the squad isn't too small. It's not that we don't have players, but we haven't had them all together. And most of the time, we've had 6, 7, 8 players out. He says, now that we don't have that amount, hopefully it stays like this, as that could be massively helpful for this decisive part of the season. So, yeah, Gomez out, Thiago still out, Luis Diaz on the road to recovery. Ibu Konate definitely back, and Darwin Núñez potentially back for the Wolves game. But if not, it looks like he's pretty much certain to be back for Man United that weekend. But hopefully, fingers crossed, like I say, he can be back for Wolves. Right then, moving on, I want to talk about Spy and Cop 1906. There was a bit of controversy about those. So for those who don't know, Spy and Cop, one of the supporters groups, they planned a protest against what happened, against UEFA, for what happened in the Champions League final in Paris. And there was some disruption to that protest. Stewards got involved. It was pretty messy, to be honest. It wasn't great. But Spy and Cop have announced that they had a productive meeting with Liverpool. The club acknowledged the issues that they faced and were apologetic for their handling of the situation, with assurances put in place in the future. which is really good to see. Like I say, that that protest should have been allowed to go ahead smoothly, given everything that Liverpool fans have been through and went through in Paris and subsequently been through as well. On that, Spirit of Shankly were also involved in that meeting. They said SOS attended the meeting, saw about the issues, and the club acknowledged what happened and have given assurances for the future as well. So, yeah, that really good news. You know, the club listened, acted upon it, and have done something about it. But yeah, really, the protest should have been allowed to happen straight away. I don't know exactly what happened. Maybe there was a miscommunication or whatever it was, but ideally, when we want to protest, we should be allowed to protest peacefully, and hopefully that going forward, that is something that is allowed to happen.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Right, then I touched upon this one earlier as well. It is the financial results. I'll be honest, when Liverpool filed their, you know, Liverpool Football Club has filed its consolidated financial accounts for the year to May 31st, 2022. It's been released on the Liverpool website. It's all over social media. There's been lots of breakdowns of it as well. But essentially, if you're interested in all this kind of stuff, you know, football fans, these days we are meant to be, not only are we fans, we're also meant to be chartered accountants at time as well. But there were some key notes at the beginning. So, first of all, Liverpool had a record in terms of their turnover. So, for example, in terms of their revenue, so record revenues, which, you know, massive really, that even came about with the media taking a bit of a hit as well. So they received £5 million less in media revenue than they did the year before. That was down to £261 million. That was a bit of a result of the pandemic, matches being carried over. It was, yeah, lots of that kind of stuff as well, with additional games obviously being played beyond the previous reporting period. So that, they got that money, but it's just been reported elsewhere. It's a financial thing, really. So don't worry too much about that one. I wouldn't anyway. Other key notes, the match day revenue shot back up, of course it did, because fans were allowed back in the stadium. So it grew to 86 million from up from 3 million or whatever it was a bit beforehand, which is obviously huge. Commercials, again, similar thing really, went up by 29 million. But the admin costs, this is huge, went up by £69 million. So you saw all this, you know, record incomings and record and all that kind of stuff. But it cost Liverpool loads more money to start hosting football games and stuff like that. Increasing salary costs, match day overhead costs. Liverpool are keen to say, in the past 5 years, annual operating costs for Anfield have increased by nearly 40%. So yeah, it's costing loads more to host games each and every match day for the Reds. So that was a big one. But like I say, revenue was up to £594 million, which was £107 million increase, of course. That was based on the fact that Liverpool played literally every single game pretty much they could last season. Even Liverpool admitted that themselves. You know, they played 63 matches, winning the FA Cup, winning the Carabao Cup, getting to the final of the Champions League, taking the Premier League all the way to the wire. So that was massively important in that one. What's mad is that after all of that, Liverpool still only made a pre-tax profit of £7.5 million. So yeah, they got the revenue up by £107 million, which is massive. But all the costs involved, whether it be admin costs, and Liverpool are keen to mention as well, like new contracts, signing footballers. So they said, they signed Konate, Diaz, Carvalho, Doak and Clark. 22 current player contracts were extended in the period as well. Henderson, Elliott, Robertson, Alisson, Bacetic and Jota was just some of the players who signed those new contracts. So yeah, it's Liverpool have got themselves massive in terms of revenue, but the cost went up as well, like they say. So they said the cost of football continued to rise throughout the period, with administrative expenses increasing by 69 million to 545 million. That's due to the increase in salary cost to match the overheads, like I said before. So yeah, Liverpool brought loads more money in, but they spent loads of it as well. You know, it wasn't all on transfers, of course, but there was loads in terms of contracts and incentives. And then just generally the cost of life going up as well a little bit. That was mentioned as part of it. I was following an interesting tweet from Dom King, and he basically said, like, even Liverpool have felt the effects of, obviously, of course they would do as well, gas bills going up, electric, all that kind of stuff. It's mad that we don't even think about that kind of stuff, but it does have an influence in terms of top and tail, in terms of the budget and the incomes and all that kind of stuff. Now, as football fans, there's no we want. It's for Liverpool to just, well, win some footy games and buy players, all that kind of stuff. But it is interesting, when you read the report and stuff, it does open your eyes to a few different things. But yeah, I think the main takeaways, like I say, was that commercial revenue shot up. So Liverpool, again, massive revenue spike, more than they've ever had before in terms of what they earned in a season. But again, the costs that came with it were massive as well. And as I said, Liverpool ended the period with a £7.5 million profit, which, like I say, isn't much at all, is it really? Close to break even, if anything. What we need next year, potentially, if the, you know, I'd be shocked if the revenues are that high. And are Liverpool going to spend big money on transfers? I can see why, given how much it's taken to run the club and how much money's involved, that they are looking for an investment, because otherwise, you know, if we expect them to spend like £200-300 million, putting losses in of £300 million a year, I don't think FSG really want to be doing that. So it probably goes out a little bit of the way to explain exactly why they are looking for these investors, doesn't it? Right then, I'll start wrapping up there. Just want to let you guys know, obviously, a time recording, the Wolves game is tomorrow night, Wednesday evening. If you want to come and join us for all our amazing content, we'll have you covered both on Red Men's YouTube channel, our podcasting services like you're listening to this in, and of course over on Red Men Plus as well. So we have the opposition preview is out now, Steve Plunk speaking to Wolves fans. That is available for you on Red Men Plus. Pre-game itself, before, so with Liverpool, I'm just trying to work out my times here. So Liverpool kick off at 1:45, don't they? They kick off at 8:00, which means at 7 p.m. the team will be announced. So we'll be live on YouTube from 6:45 p.m. for the uncensored match build-up over on YouTube. So come and join us for that one as well. It'll be me and Errol in the studio. But then we'll be there for the watch along from 8 till 10. Then I will be hosting the fan interactive post-game show again on YouTube. And then Errol will be with Dan over on Red Men Plus with the instant match reaction. We'll have loads of stuff for Chloe and Paul and all that. They'll all be down at the ground. Loads and loads to get you covered. Just want to let you guys know, for that Red Men Plus content that I mentioned before, got a special offer for you guys who listen to Bite Size, and a little treat for getting all the way to the end of the podcast. Well done, you. So if you want to listen to those great shows that I mentioned before on Red Men Plus podcast, or even if you want to watch them as a video, simply head to redmenplus.com. And like I say, got a deal for you. If you sign up as a monthly club captain and use the code BITESIZE, BITESIZE, all one word, no spaces, BITESIZE, on that payment screen, you'll get 50% off for 3 months. So rather than paying £5 a month and spending £15, over the course of 3 months, you'll get it for £2.50 each, and it'll cost you £7.50. And like I say, you can cancel at any time. It's not for you, absolutely fine, but if it is, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. But yeah, go and get yourselves a bargain. Redmenplus.com, monthly club captain, and use that code BITESIZE. Come and listen to all the amazing shows that we've got on offer, or indeed watch them, because there's plenty going on. Even if the Reds are a little bit rubbish, we're still doing our damnedest to bring you guys the best content that we can, and I'm very, very proud of it. I'm sure you guys will enjoy watching or listening to it too. Right, then we're going to start wrapping up there. Like I said before, do keep an eye on all the channels, whether it be the socials or the YouTube or the podcast or the websites. We have got you covered every single step of the way for that Wolves game. Can't wait to watch the Reds again. Fingers crossed they can maybe put a smile on our faces for once. It's been a little bit too long, especially against Wolves, who we seem to play all the time. So yeah, we'll catch you on Wednesday evening. Until then, take care, everyone. Goodbye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.